Silence. There were no words. How could there be? What could possibly be appropriate to fill this void? He was numb anyway. Any desire that may have existed to jump to his feet, to push her away, to move to his wife, to express his remorse, to plead for forgiveness, it wasn't possible. And neither was it there. The orgasm that exploded in the garden of his home, playing host to the Bible study he was supposed to be leading, erupting through the premeditation of his mistress and new church member, the orgasm that transcended the reverend from meek Christian leader to sexual nirvana, it had assumed control. The result? A revelation. An experience so utterly lacking in theological anchors, so blissfully free of heavy-weighted traditions, customs, culture, self-imposed regulation. The reverend could do nothing but lay naked in the warm grass and look up wide-eyed at his wife. It was akin to childhood, an innocent wonder, an openness to new experience. This moment was unsustainable. It couldn't last. Something had to give. And for them both, it seemed like a lifetime. Eyes locked, Derek and his wife communicated through expression. She could see no remorse. He could express no shame. And then the sound. Faint, but detectable. Growing louder. It penetrated the focus, broke the gaze, and moved their eyes in symmetry southward. The third party. Lost in the elation and the shock. Forgotten in the joy and the horror. Slurping. Moaning. Increasing in volume, interrupted by sporadic giggles. Susan's jaw steadily dropped at the sheer brazenness. Oblivious or indifferent to the intensity of the immediate situation, Clarissa struggled to slurp her saliva as once more she slid her tongue up Derek's shaft. The first words were his. "Susan." Beyond that, what apology could suffice? What regret could reasonably coexist with his excitement? Face aghast, Susan glanced up to witness Derek's eyes roll back and took one last look at his lover and her husband's engorged penis, growing again to fill the warm, wet mouth of the newest member of her church. With a turn of her heel, Derek's last view of his wife was her slow but determined walk back to the members of her Bible study, and as she did, so Clarissa sucked a second load of warm, salty semen exploding from her husband's balls. Try as he might, her giggles and his groans must surely have been heard as she entered the living room and asked the guests to leave. Clarissa pinned Derek to the grass and lay on top of him, the full weight of her naked body once more against his. Silently, they watched the scene inside unfold, as Susan appeared to hold herself together and the guests gradually got up to make their way home. The sound of cars' doors shutting, engines igniting, vehicles making their way out of the driveway. Nobody appeared shocked or concerned, and at this point it seemed the secret stopped with the wife. "Oh, poor baby." Clarissa's sarcasm revolted Derek. "That's my wife. Look, I don't know what's happening here. This is insanity. This is madness. This is..." Clarissa snaked up Derek's body and pressed her heaving breasts into his face. "This is what, Reverend?" "Oh, I'm sorry, Reverend. I can't hear you." She moved back down his body and slid her tongue into his mouth. He groaned and grabbed her butt, his tongue willingly wrestling hers before they separated. "I'm just saying that this is so new. I don't know what I'm doing here. I need to find a path. I need some guidance." "That's the old you talking," she whispered. "A need for guidance, a need for boundaries, a need for instruction. Don't commit yourself to a pathway, Derek. Commit yourself to life. Embrace reality as it unfolds. Revel in what's happening. The natural. Enjoy the sexual. That's who we are. There is no why. There's only what is." She was good. Whatever her intentions, she made sense. Well, I just need some time. I need some time to think. What for? What do you need to think for? To look something up? To reference this moment with what feels right based on what? Truth doesn't exist in a book, Derek. Morality can't be sourced on Wikipedia. This is what is. Tell me that anything you read in that ancient storybook you call scripture felt as real as when you emptied your testicles into my cunt. Tell me. She had a point. She had a good point. Derek could argue with her, but the argument was circular, begging of itself. She represented truth, in as much as the excitement he felt with her eclipsed the sense of comfort he felt at any Sunday morning service. Derek recalled his born-again experience, the moment he gave himself to Christ. It felt nice, but did it feel real? It felt right, but did it truly resonate in who he is? You're right. I can only look over the last couple of decades and feel constrained. I'd never dream of making this choice. It took someone like you. And now I feel like I'm uncaged, like the shackles have been removed. You don't need to tell me how excited you are, Reverend. I can see it in your eyes. I can feel it in your cock. How much cum have you saved up for me? You're hard again. Your balls are practically throbbing. Clarissa moved onto all fours, facing the house. Inside, the last of the couples were saying their goodbyes. Well, since you're out of your cage now, you better come and devour your prey. Derek got to his knees and instinctively grabbed his rigid prick. It surprised him how naturally this came to him now. It felt like taking off a pair of ill-fitting shoes and slipping on a familiar pair of comfortable slippers. He realized that he'd been craving this for years. Since Susan's announcement, she had become celibate. Slam it into me, Derek. Punish me for bringing you to this point. Take me to... Oh! The Reverend wasted no time as the tip of his bell end found the wetness between her legs and he pushed himself into her until she could feel his balls slapping against her at the base of his shaft. Now pound me, man of God, ravage me, make me pay for my sins. Derek was an animal, thrusting into Clarissa as she pushed back on him in perfect rhythm. Oh, you've been a bad girl, Clarissa. You've committed evil, unthinkable acts. Yes, I have. You've done wrong in the eyes of God. Wrong in the eyes of the church. Yes, I fucking love it. And I love fucking. How can I atone for my disobedience? They weren't trying to be quiet now. Gone was the secrecy. Vanished were the inhibitions. Derek was embracing a sexual boldness and the idea that someone could be watching. Someone may be shocked. Someone might be outraged, turned him on all the more. You can take the full length of my shaft like the slut you are. You can tell me how much you love feeling my sack slapping against your pussy. Fuck, keep talking that filth and I'm gonna come. The patio door swung open. Derek and Clarissa both looked up but didn't stop as Susan stepped outside with a bag full of Derek's clothes. She paused and looked into the darkness as the two lovers came together, staring straight at Susan, who could only take in the sound. Take my semen, you heathen wench. I'm going to fill you up again. Oh, fuck yes, Reverend. I'm going to come. I'm going to come. With a mixture of sadness and pity, Susan stepped back into the house, closed and locked the patio doors, and switched off the light. That's three times you've come for me tonight, you dirty bastard, purred Clarissa. Let's drive home to my place and see if we can make it four. Or five, Derek suggested, as they tiptoed around the side of the house, bag in hand, and drove away. Something wasn't right. Eyes still closed, Derek felt for his phone as the vibration interrupted his Thursday morning lion. Susan, have you moved my phone? He was naked and exhausted. As he came around, the vibration stopped and Clarissa's voice filled the room. Well, when will you be here? Last week he said at least a fortnight. I'm not sure he's ready yet. Okay, well, I'll see you soon. Derek opened his bleary eyes to see Clarissa in her bathroom robe, which had fallen open in the doorway to her marital bedroom. Her tall, curvy figure was as sublime as the most perfect sunrise. "Good morning, sexy." "Hey," was about as much as he could manage. "I thought you'd sleep longer given what you put me through last night." Stretching his arms, his mind gradually pieced together the missing dots. The rush through the front door, the tearing off of what little clothes they pulled on when leaving Derek's home, the carnal lust as they fell into each other's arms in the hallway, the ecstasy of ravenous sex on the stairs, in the kitchen, in the bedroom, the laughter and the many orgasms they shared as they celebrated Derek's newfound freedom and sexual awakening. "That was Colin. This is going to happen quicker than I anticipated." "What do you mean? Wait, he said he'd be here soon?" "He's back this weekend." "What's happening?" Derek was disorientated. His new journey lacked an itinerary, although her tone alluded to a plan. "What's happening sooner than you anticipated?" "Come downstairs. I'm having some breakfast." Derek rose from her bed as together, with him naked and her in her robe, they shared breakfast as she explained. "Do you remember the first words I said to you, Derek?" His mind cast back to the fateful day, now a lifetime ago, when he dropped by to introduce himself. "You said, you must be the village priest. Did you even wonder how it was I knew you? We'd never crossed paths, we'd never met, never spoken." "You said the neighbours said I'd be around. Did that sound likely to you, Derek? I've been in town for months. The knock on the door could well have been just about anybody else." He sat back in his chair. "What are you saying, Clarissa?" "This isn't a chance event." She sipped on her coffee. "I told you once, my husband's a powerful man. You never asked me what he did." Derek recounted the first visit to her home. She told him her husband was away more than he was with her. He looked around at the photos of them together in her home, none of them recent. "You said he's got a large staff. You said he's influential." "That's right. But it wasn't always that way. I first met Colin when he was a reverend." Derek sat upright. She had his concentration. "You know me by now, Derek. A slut. A whore. A nymphomaniac. I consider these terms credentials. I'm proud of my sexuality. I own it. I'm confident and I'm proud of my body, of my womanhood. But I'm needy. And I love to seduce as much as I love to fuck." She pinched her nipples as she spoke, excited by her words. "So we first met when Colin was a happily married reverend and, well, you can guess the rest. About a year after we first, shall we say, consummated our secrecy, Colin's wife died. After a couple of years, our relationship became public as if we found each other after her death, and we shared several happy years, but that was years ago. For Colin, pastoring a church was just the first step up the ladder. He moved on, he became regional secretary, and for the last few years he's been head of national church placements. He spends so much time away we barely have a marriage anymore, but as his wife, he's occasionally shared work-related stories with me. So imagine how my interest peaked, Derek, when I heard of the young pastor running away from sexual temptation, moving into the country to flee from his lust and steady his wandering eye." "How could he possibly know about that?" Once again, Derek was caught in her spell. "Because the decision to place you here was his." Derek felt his mouth drop open. Clarissa had always felt premeditating, one step ahead of him, but he put that down to her seduction. This was on a whole different level. "He's not a public figure, so we knew you wouldn't recognize him." Derek remembered how briskly Colin had brushed past him on his one visit to the church, and everything seemed to fall into place. "Colin and I, we're ready to move on without each other. He keeps me living well because he knows the secret I hold over him. So when I suggested we follow you here, he didn't protest. And I set up the plan. We'd move into town. Colin would stay out of the picture, except to keep up appearances. And I'd take you as my own. My new plaything. My new fuck toy. My freshly plucked saint. Made sinful. Her bare leg stroked his under the table, and her hand moved between her legs. This is what's happening, Derek. Didn't you think my attack on your faith on others in the garden, didn't you find that a bit forceful? A little harsh? It was deliberately so. This is the realization of my plan. Her foot moved to his cock. You're aroused again, lover. This excites you. She was right. Her calculated, methodical planning unsettled him, but he couldn't deny the freedom he felt, or how rock hard she made him over and over again. And the absence of a physical relationship over the last few years made this scenario beyond tempting. So, you discovered me, you followed me, you found me, you seduced me, you fucked me, and now what? Well, that's what I hadn't planned on so quickly. Colin was supposed to be away for the next couple of weeks, but there's been a change to his schedule, and he's coming back early. And the plan is, when he's back, that we'll go our separate ways, that I'll disappear. And I'd like that to be with you. Derek hadn't considered the practicalities of the immediate future. He felt like a free man, but that was internal. Publicly, he hadn't relinquished his duties, his responsibilities. Yet the notion of disappearing with Clarissa captivated him. "I've got a million questions," he said. "I know, and we'll work over them. For now, all I need to know is, are you in or are you out?" It was the following Sunday morning. Derek pulled his car up towards the side of the church and walked up the familiar stone steps towards the vestibule. He had arrived so early that the door was still locked, and as he opened the door and made his way into the church that had become his second home, he stopped and took in the sight. Today was the day. Bible in hand, notes prepared and in his briefcase, he readied the lectern, switched on the heating, and moved back to the entrance to meet his congregation as they arrived. And one by one, they did. Couples and families shuffled in. Old friends joined several newcomers as the young and the old made their way past Derek as he shook their hand and welcomed in the faithful, just like any other Sunday. "No Susan today?" inquired a regular.
"Susan is right here,"
came Susan's voice. "Just running a little late." Susan beamed at the parishioners and, without a word or as much as a glance, walked by Derek and into the body of the church. They hadn't spoken since the night of the incident. Derek had visited his home when he knew she'd be away to collect what he needed and hadn't been back. Susan had always been fragile, but behind her timidity was a certain stoic nature Derek imagined would be useful for her in times like this. He'd been in touch with enough people in the church the previous day to know she hadn't said anything before this morning, and this morning was all he needed. Congregation assembled. Derek swallowed hard as he made his way to the pulpit and looked around. He was surrounded by people who'd become close friends and to whom he was respected, well-liked, even cherished. But Derek was no longer that person. Not the Derek they thought they knew. Their trust was misplaced, their warmth misjudged. They now represented that from which he'd become free. He made his way up the pulpit steps and looked over his flock. Among them, Colin, who had arrived back just this morning and with whom he exchanged a knowing nod. Susan, eyes directed at the floor, an arm around her belonging to her close friend who glared at Derek. And as he took his place, one more pair of eyes looked up at him from within the pulpit, shielded from the view of all else. The seductress. She put her finger up to her mouth in a shushing motion and grinned. Derek tried hard not to smirk. This wasn't part of their plan, but it was textbook Clarissa.
She must have come through the back entrance before the place started filling up. He looked over his flock. He'd planned no shock confession, no breakdown, just a regular Sunday morning, followed by a brief announcement that he'd be taking some time off for personal reasons. He drew breath and welcomed everyone to church. It's a pleasure to see so many of you here today. We have a healthy church here, a welcoming church. Smiles all around as Derek felt Clarissa undo his zip and take out his cock. We're part of a growing church. He felt her take him in his mouth, flicking her tongue over the end of his dick, dribbling on him to lubricate him further. A warm church, a good church. The odd look of confusion, but no suspicions. Derek had become rock hard within the pulpit and tried his hardest not to push himself into her mouth as she bobbed her head back and forth, taking him down her throat. He led the congregation in prayer, in song, and Clarissa remained in the pulpit throughout, sometimes playing with him, sometimes with herself. As the service continued, so his excitement rose, and as the congregation started to sing the song immediately before his address, he could take no more. Clarissa had started to deep throat him once more, taking the opportunity to spit on his cock and moan softly as the gathered sang. He quickly bent down and kissed her passionately before asking her to stop, that he couldn't concentrate, he couldn't control himself. She giggled and grabbed at his cock, tugging at it frantically. He stood back up, and as the song continued, climbed down from the pulpit, intending to relieve himself in one of the back rooms before his address, and that is when it happened. Without warning, Clarissa stood up from the pulpit, dishevelled and on heat. The musicians continued, but many of the congregation stumbled over their words as they tried to make sense of what was happening. His back to her, Derek hadn't noticed her yet. He hadn't noticed her arrival in public view. "Hey, Reverend," she shouted, as the music and singing became silence. Derek turned around to see Clarissa disrobe. It didn't take her long. The plan was for her to remain around the back of the church for the after-service getaway, so the respectful outfit normally befitting a Christian gathering had become a short, tight, one-piece mini-dress, which she slipped out of in seconds, no underwear rendering her completely naked. For the second time in a week, Derek was speechless. The congregation stood in disbelief. She giggled and made her way down from the pulpit and onto the platform below. "We probably got about 60 seconds, so get down here and fuck my brains out in front of everyone." Those with quicker reactions shielded the eyes and ears of the children in attendance. Others glanced around, panicked but too meek to act immediately. For Derek, time ground to a halt, as if in slow motion. He glanced around the congregation, spotting only Colin's face, chuckling and rolling his eyes like he'd seen this all before. Never in his life had Derek witnessed such outright exhibitionism, such intense horniness, such inappropriate behaviour. His heart skipped a beat, and his cock grew several inches. He guessed Clarissa's time frame was probably about right. Just a few seconds before a disgusted churchgoer comes to their senses, just moments before an outraged parent takes control. He knew he'd never have this again in his life, and his options seemed to run or to fuck. Within seconds, Derek had ripped his shirt off and yanked down his pants. Clarissa positioned herself on her back and spat on her hand, slapping it onto her pussy and rubbing her clit. As if possessed, Derek knelt down and thrust himself into Clarissa as she cried out in ecstasy. "Yes! Oh, fuck me! Oh, God! Ugh!" Gasps filled the auditorium. Very slowly, what had happened in a tiny moment was beginning to dawn on the congregation. "You brazen slut! Oh, God, you're incredible! Ugh!" cried Derek as he pounded Clarissa on the platform in front of the entire congregation. She lifted her legs high in the air to accommodate as much of Derek's cock as she could. He was harder than ever and filled her up completely, slamming into her until she felt him swell uncontrollably, ready to blow. "Come on my face, you sinful, filthy fuck." Derek pulled out and exploded onto Clarissa, tongue out, eyes wide, groaning in anticipation. Derek was spent, pumping every drop of semen from his balls, grunting like an animal, bending down to Derek pulled out and exploded onto Clarissa, tongue out, eyes wide, groaning in appreciation, in anticipation. Derek was spent, pumping every drop of semen from his balls, grunting like an animal, bending down to kiss Clarissa full on the lips, as in his peripheral vision, he made out figures coming towards the stage, and the sound of discontent growing louder from the flock, some comforting Colin. Clarissa whooped in joy. Wanna do it again? Are you crazy? Let's go! Derek spluttered and grabbed her hand, leading her to the back of the church where, as planned, her car was parked with their belongings and ready to go. Behind them, several people had started to give chase, shouting and demanding they stop. They leapt into the car, Clarissa started the engine and drove away at speed, Derek's ejaculate still running off her chin. What the fuck? What the fuck? Derek was smiling. That was incredible! Wasn't it? It'll keep most of them wanking for weeks. The adrenaline felt extraordinary for them both as they made their way onto open roads, travelling far away from the rural township and on towards a new life, together.